The band's visit, which is at Proctor's Theater through Sunday, January 5th, is a special theatrical experience. No matter how much you love it, and I do very much, you understand why it would not appeal to everyone. It tells a story at its own deliberate, slow pace. There are no high-energy dance scenes. Costumes are stark. The set, even more so. Conflict is at a minimum, and not everything turns out the way you'd wish. That said, I don't think anyone would regret seeing the musical. That seems more like a play with music. It's a narrow mind that would fail to see the beauty of this almost ephemeral piece of theater. The band's visit is like bringing a poem to life on stage. It forces you to see the beauty of lives that exist in a void and relate to people whose future is as bleak as is their present. It gives you the basic information, trusting you to absorb the beauty and sadness of lives that lack fulfillment. It's 100 minutes long. And yet by play's end, no one or anything appears to have changed. Somehow, you leave the theater hoping that the lives of those on stage might be better because of strangers that spent a single night amongst them. The band's visit is about a small Egyptian military band that arrives in a remote Israeli village by mistake. They are taken in by the locals, and the various interactions illustrate the magic that can happen when strangers befriend strangers. Another thing absent from the band's visit are songs you sing leaving the theater. There are none. Don't be deceived. This could be David Yazbek's finest score. Yazbek is best known for his clever, more rambunctious shows like The Full Monty and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. But this work is more sensitive, cerebral, and beautiful. On your way home, you might not be humming one of a dozen or so songs from the show. But the next time you see a middle-aged woman sitting alone, staring over a cup of coffee, you might remember the song, Omar Sharif. Or when you see an older couple talking on a bench, avoiding eye contact, something different might resonate in your consciousness. This is music that lingers within your subconscious. It's a score that is integrated so deeply to the emotions of the moment, it becomes a ghostly presence. The book has the same qualities of the score. It is so human, it doesn't have to accent the submerged emotions of the characters. The dialogue sounds so ordinary, it seldom reflects the profound wisdom it contains. And because the moment is so intense, silence is the only way to express a feeling, which makes the pacing feel awkward. All true. But the sincerity of the story, the honesty of the acting, the beauty of the music, along with the direction that keeps the 100-minute presentation fly by, makes the band's visit a show that should be seen, heard, and absorbed. The band's visit is at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through Sunday. For tickets, call 518-346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.